It's my pleasure to welcome back Lonnie Klein after a lovely summer to KRWG. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, Leora. Thank you for having me. We're going to be coming together this weekend.
Exactly. Lonnie Klein, conductor of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra, this weekend having his debut with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, conducting some Beatles music with Classical Mystery Tour, a group that you had come here in to Las Cruces.
Right. January 2006. That was, our first Pops show that we ever did. Sort of an inaugural, pilot program. And boy, did we hit a home run with that, because these guys are just terrific. And in fact, that concert series was so successful, we repeated it again in August of 2006. You know, we played at the Corbett Center for that concert.
Huh.
So, I enjoyed this show because, their music is timeless. And it's sort of a retrospective. They start out like the Ed Sullivan Show. They're in their black suits, white tie, short hair, and they come out playing "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and it's just so cute. And then they metamorphosize themselves through 10 years from, Magical Mystery Tour, Yellow Submarine, to the White Album. It's just terrific. They sound like them. They look like them. The charts are original orchestrations. So, it's really sort of a nice retrospective. As a matter of fact, even Paul McCartney, which is Tony Cushman, he plays on a Rickenbacker bass, which is what, Paul McCartney played on. So they really try to capture not just the spirit, but the authenticity of what the Beatles represented.
It's sort of an interesting phenomenon, the tribute band phenomenon, because it's, you're getting the music. It's not the original band, but it's now so common. You see the tribute bands for everybody.
You're right. As a matter of fact, I get a lot of Pops solicitations, and Led Zeppelin,
mm-hmm.
Queen
mm-hmm.
Moody Blues, all these bands, and some of these are original bands, like the Moody Blues are still touring with orchestra. But the Led Zeppelin tribute band is still popular, and so is Queen. And, we see this John Denver. We see this all the time. But I really like this show because these are really fine musicians, and it's going to be nice. It's kind of a nice cultural exchange between Las Cruces and El Paso, and it's going to be at the beautiful Plaza Theater. We have a lot of Las Cruces musicians, of course, that play in the El Paso Symphony and vice versa. So for me, it's sort of a kind of a quasi homecoming.
Yeah.
And a good way to kick off the year with a Pops concert.
Absolutely. And I guess it particularly appeals to, first of all, the baby boom generation. A lot of these bands are from our day. And then younger people who didn't get to hear them get to hear the music.
That's true. And I run into people in their 20s that know the Beatles and love the Beatles. And, of course, our generation, the 60s,
mm-hmm.
People in their 60s, that was their generation, and they love it. So it's really cross-generation.
Yeah. So what are the challenges for preparing an orchestra for something like a whole evening of Beatles music?
It is a challenge because it's not just rehearsing the orchestra. With this kind of production, we have lights, we have sound. There is sound reinforcement. There'll be booms in the woodwind, brass, percussion section. There'll be pickup, or what we call contact mics, on the bridges of the violins and violas and cellos and basses. So that all has to be mixed through a soundboard. It's not going to be loud, but it's that sort of pop sound that you want. So that's always a challenge. They do bring their engineer that will mix the board. And then, of course, I have limited rehearsal. So I've got to prepare the orchestra and then, of course, work with the Beatles and just hope everything comes together, so to speak. We have a show Saturday night, at 8 p.m. at the Plaza, but I only have one rehearsal.
Oh, my. It's the Classical Mystery Tour. My guest is Lonnie Klein. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fact that the Beatles themselves did something somewhat radical in their day. They used some classical. They had trumpet in...
Penny Lane is the most famous trumpet solo, and it's actually performed on piccolo trumpet. And it's difficult. It's almost like a technical etude. And so you're kind of back there playing whole notes and quarter notes and half notes, and suddenly you've got this, monster solo coming up.
Yeah.
And then we have the double string quartet in Eleanor Rigby, which is, way ahead of its time.
Yeah,
ahead of its time.
That's what I'm saying. They really dipped into the classical world from the very first bringing it into that at that time was pretty far out music. I mean, you know, all the parents were complaining because of the long hair, and this music was quite radical in its day.
Well, and not only that, but the lyrics are quite insightful. Usually some sort of social commentary involved.
Yeah.
So, you know, not just the music, but the lyrics, which I think are as important.
Yeah.
So, it really does, as they got matured as more as musicians and became more sophisticated in terms of their writing, particularly their lyrics, they have something to say. And, you know, I love The Long and Winding Road. I love Imagine. Well, we saw the Olympics. Hey Jude was what closed out the show.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, we just made a little teaser here. We just may close the show with Hey Jude as well.
Okay. Excellent. Now, I'm just thinking about some of the other pieces that made use of classical groups. I think Norwegian Wood also. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Paul McCartney went on to write and continues to write classical music.
And what I read the other day, and you know, you can have our patrons check the facts, but I do believe Yesterday is the most recorded song of the 21st century.
Huh.
Pretty much, you know, everybody emulates Yesterday. And of course, Let It Be is very famous. And all these tunes we'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah, we have just in our library, needless to say, Canadian Brass, of course.
Yeah, we just heard that, of course.
And we've got cello versions, we've got classical guitar versions, we've got orchestral versions of so many of the Beatles songs. So you're right, they have become classic in their own right. And then Paul McCartney continues to, I think it was a year ago exactly, they premiered this huge ballet that he wrote in New York for the New York Ballet. But, you know, he's got some major big classical works, and he's got the money to fund their recordings.
Right, exactly. Well, he recorded a symphony about 10 years ago. He wrote and, arranged a symphony. It was performed by the London Philharmonic.
Yeah.
The name of the symphony escapes me, but yeah, he is still highly involved in music and especially composing, and of course still performs and tours.
That's right. Well, there was one big, huge orchestral work he did called Standing Stone, which wasn't technically a symphony, but it was for a symphonic orchestra. It was a big, huge work. We've played some of it over these years. The concert is this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Plaza Theater in El Paso, and it's the El Paso Symphony. Do they have different forces for their Pops concerts, or is it basically the El Paso Symphony?
Oh, same. El Paso Symphony, full complement of strings and brass and percussion, with the addition of saxophones.
Uh-huh.
You can't play I'm a Walrus without the saxophones. And so I think we have four, but that's the original, you know, that's the original charts and orchestration. So they fill out what they wanted at the time.
And the group is called Classical Mystery Tour.
Classical Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
And a tribute band to the Beatles. And there's a couple of other groups that tour, but not with orchestra.
Yeah.
So this is the only one, and I think probably the best tribute band. In fact, I was in Vegas this summer and went to a Vegas-style show, and it was a Beatles tribute band, and frankly, I didn't think they were near as good as what we're going to hear this weekend.
Huh. And where are they based?
You know, they're all over. Tony Cushman lives in Tucson, and Jim Owen lives in California. Ringo, I can't remember his first name, but Ringo lives in New York, and one of them lives in Iowa. So they literally come together when they do a tour. And if you get on their website, classicalmysterytour.com, you can see their touring schedule. But they're all accomplished musicians, and they're doing a lot of different sort of studio work and recording their own individual, diverting from the Beatles, doing that on the weekend and touring and stuff, but sort of doing their own thing in the studio, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Has the El Paso Symphony been doing Pops concerts for a while?
You know, I don't know. I think
I don't either.
I do know they do a Christmas production every year, and they perform at the Chamizal. It's a good thing because it's not going to just attract, you know, the classical audience, which I hope they come, but a broader audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to attract an audience that typically would not come to the symphony, but say, you know, I want to hear this. And then, of course, you get to hear the orchestra, and I want to hear, you know, what they're doing. And, of course, the Plaza Theater is so beautiful. And I think it's going to be a show that, you know, as I said, is going to attract the 20-year-olds and the 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds.
And everything in between. Saturday night, the Classical Mystery Tour. with a tribute to the Beatles with the El Paso Symphony under the direction of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra's Artistic Director Lonnie Klein. We've just got a couple minutes left, Lonnie. Let's talk about the upcoming season of the Las Cruces Symphony.
Well, we open our season in the end of September, and it's going to be very special. We're going to be performing a violin concerto that we've never done before. It's by Lee Actor, and the violinist is Pip Clark, and she recorded this, and it's sort of Barber-esque. It's just a lovely concerto, pretty difficult. But, of course, the main attraction, which I'm all excited about, and, of course, I know you are, Lior, because we're bringing in Bill McLaughlin. We've commissioned Bill to write a work for the orchestra to celebrate New Mexico's centennial, 100th anniversary of our statehood. And as you know, Bill really does get the essence, the spirit, the soul of New Mexico. He's done a lot of research. In fact, he sent me the title. It's going to be called Brave New World. And I can't wait to get it. In fact, Bill, if you were listening, please send me the score in parts. You're making me very nervous.
Well, in case people don't remember or you're new to the area, back in 2004-2005, KRWG and Lonnie and the Las Cruces Symphony collaborated on a commission of Bill McLaughlin, who was the host for so many years of St. Paul Sunday and then Exploring Classical Music. And we commissioned Remembering Icarus, which has gone on to be played, your recording of it, a number of times on NPR.
So proud. But I'm excited about Brave New World because it's really going to capture the soul and spirit of New Mexico.
Well, I look forward to having you and Bill back on the air. Thanks to Lonnie Klein for joining us this
afternoon.
Thank
you, Leora.
Have a great afternoon.